You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Ramban Zatzal explains on Parshat Mishpatim. Actually, Parshat Mishpatim is the extension of the last command of Aseret HaDibarot. What is the last command of Aseret HaDibarot? The last one? You see on the top here, it's written. the last command, what is it? Yeah. Chazak Baruch, very nice. Lo tachmod. What does lo tachmod mean? We have lo tachmod and lo titave in two different parashiyot. What does lo tachmod mean?
To envy.
Yeah, to be jealous. So now here, Ramban Zatzal explains that actually, Parshat Mishpatim, that is called the subject of Nezikin, harms. That we have three Mesachtot, Baba Rama, Baba Batra, Baba Metzia, that explains about all the details that Yehudi has to be careful about, not cause damages and harm in the belonging and to another Yehudi. What does that mean? That means being jealous, automatically you harm other people. Did you hear me? Yes?
Yes, Baruch Hashem. Do you be jealous, you automatically harm other people?
Yeah, no doubt. You mean your jealousy will cause harm and damages for another Yehudi.
Also to the person himself first.
Himself?
Yeah,
we'll get to that. So now, Ramban Zatzal explains, so the whole extension, because it's very interesting that actually Parshat Yitro is extended through Parshat Mishpatim. How? Because we see in Parshat Yitro there is no Na'aseh V'Nishma. Is it? End of the Parshat Mishpatim actually is a conclusion of Ma'amad HaSinai, because the end of Parashat Mishpatim, it says that Am Yisrael, what do they say? Na'aseh V'Nishma. So what does it mean? That means the last command was Lo Tachmod, and then it extended all the Parashat Mishpatim, and then in the end, Ma'amad HaSinai, Matan Torah was, receiving of the Torah was concluded. What does jealousy mean? I know. What does it mean that somebody is jealous? You're not happy what you have, but what does it exactly mean when you say he's jealous? What does that mean?
You want something somebody else
has. That means you're always looking and searching why he has it I don't have. So now, according to Rambam, Zatzal, even your machshava, when you think, it's not that you go after it and you do anything to grab whatever that somebody is belonging to be taken away from. Even when you think why he has a better car, why he has a better house, why he has more money, why he has a better look, why he has a more kavod, even in your thoughts, then you're aware by the forbidden act of lo tachmod. Gemara brings an interesting thing. But have you been in a zoo lately?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, you have? Okay, good. They have camels in the zoo?
Yes.
Yeah, they do. Now, if you look at the camel, it's very interesting. It has a very, very big size, physical size. And you look at his ears, it's very, very small, very, very tiny. So Gemara says, one day camel decided to have a horn, because there's, you know, how come all these animals, they have a horn? And then I don't have a horn. So he went and looked. So what did they do? Not only they didn't give him a horn, they cut his ear. So that's why camel, with his big size, should have an ear like this. He has a very, very tiny ears. So what is Gemara is teaching us? That when you're not satisfied what Hashem has given you, when you're not pleased what you have, and then you always look, you know, he has this, he has that, but I don't have to, you know, I'm better than him, why he's like this. So then, you know what happens? You're looking for a horn. So now, the status of your life, it becomes, not only you don't enjoy, not only you're not going to have what other people have, whatever that Hashem has given you, you're not going to enjoy it. So that means you're looking for a horn, like a camel, with all respect. Not only you're not going to get a horn, then your ear is going to get small. Why? Because when you look out, you know, and you're jealous of other people, so then whatever that Hashem has given you, you even don't see it. You don't appreciate it. You don't enjoy it. So now, first of all, you should have a picture of the camel on your door or on your steering wheel in the car.
Or anything.
Yeah, in the background of your cell phone, maybe. So don't look for a horn. It happened to be a very interesting story. Somebody entered the shoe store to buy a shoe. So now, the son asked him, what size shoes do you like? He says, 40. And there was an Israeli, I guess, Israeli size, 40. Yeah. So the salesman, the owner, he told him, you know, I see you're a very, very nice gentleman, and you look very, very, you know, honest. You know, I'm going to give you size 45. I'm not going to charge you more. He said, I don't want 45, give me 40. He said, no, don't worry. You know, I'm not going to charge you a penny extra. I give you 45. He said, but my size is 40. He said, no, don't do tarov. No problem, you know, I give you 45. So now, if you wear size 45 when the size of your shoe is 40, how do you feel when you wear this shoe?
The shoe fly away when you walk.
How do you feel? You're comfortable in it?
No.
Huh? You can walk?
No.
But you're saving 5 sizes free.
Yeah,
huh? You know what it is? You still don't want it?
Huh?
Okay, this is a story. Maybe has a very beautiful message for us, and that is, you know, the size that Hashem has given you, if you demanding, no, I should have more, is as ridiculous that your size is 40 and you want 45, because it's not your size. What are you going to do with it? And exactly the way that you look out and you're jealous and say, I should have this, but I don't have this, is as funny as you're looking for something that is not your size. It's not your size.
My size is growing.
Yeah, just be happy the size of what Hashem has given you. Even though that you feel maybe it's not enough, but it's your size. It's your size. That's what Hashem felt, that would be the best thing for you. But when you look out and you look jealous of other people, so then you want something that actually doesn't fit you, doesn't match you. And that's what Rambam's Tzal brings. All the details of the damages that we see in Parashat Mishpatim, it comes from Lo Tachmod. And that's what exactly we have to be appreciative, thankful for whatever Hashem has given us. Enjoy it. Enjoy it and count your blessing.
Amen.
And He's given us that Hashem. הרבה ישועות, שמחות בחודש אדר, בכבוד ובקרוב נזכה בביאת גואל צדק, אמן כן יהי רצון.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.